الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقال الله تعالى: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبرائيل في كبكبة من الملائكة يصلون على كل عبد قائم أو قائد يذكر الله عز وجل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: في المعتكف هو يعتكف الذنوب ويجري له من الحسنات كعامل الحسنات كلها. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: تحروا ليلة القدر في الأشهر الأواخر من رمضان. وقال سيد بن المسيب: من شهد ليلة القدر في جماعة فقد أخذ بهزه منها، وكأنه تفسير لمرفوع: من حرم خيرها فقد حرم، فالذي شهد في جماعة لم يحرم خيرها. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, last time at Sunday, Alhamdulillah, we were present in Madinatul Munawwara. So therefore, we could not address at that time. Now we are, Alhamdulillah, in Aitikaf. Subhanallah. That time of period was very novel and mashallah Mubarak, and this is also very novel and very Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform whatever is the best in these days and these places. I have narrated some ayah of Quran Hakim. Which can be understood as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Quran, we have revealed Quran in the night of Qadr. And what do you know about the night of Qadr? The night of Qadr is that which is better than 1,000 months. What does it mean? It means if someone performs some good activity in 1,000 months, for example, for 1 hour in each night. So this night, which is Laylatul Qadr, if he performs that good activity only for 1 hour in that night, that will be better than those all activities in all nights. So see the situation. 1,000 days and nights becomes 83 years and 4 months. So if a person gets the opportunity one time, it means he got the opportunity of ibadat and 83 years and 4 months. And if gets this for 10 years, so it means 830 years. And if for 20 years, it means 1660 years. And if more, then too much. Maybe someone question, wow, Izzy, you are saying you get for 10 years and for 20 years. How is it possible? People are very much worried about this only for one time. And you are saying 10 years and 20 years and 30 years. How easy you are saying this? Yes, I can say this. Because if you can imagine the real sense of Laylatul Qadr, so it is not that difficult what the people are thinking about it. People are thinking that Laylatul Qadr is just a moment. The moment when some light comes, some properties changes, and trees are bowing. These all things are kashfi things. It has no connection with the ajr. Number one. And every person cannot see it. Even he gets the Laylatul Qadr. Because it is night, it is not moment. Laylatul Qadr. Lamhatul Qadr. It's not told. It's Laylatul Qadr. It means it starts from the sunset and ends at Hatta Matla'il Fajr, till the dawn comes. It means the whole night is Laylatul Qadr. So any ibadat if someone performs, that will be counted for more than 1,000 months each night of that. So therefore, we can easily get it. How? At least 2 prayers, Maghrib and Isha, are coming in this. And these are farz. And farz has very, very much more ajr than the nafil. So if he gets ajr of these 2 prayers, by Jumaat prayers, with Takbirullah, if he offers, so he gets too much ajr of that night. However, if a person tries to get more, he can do this by being alert, not to do anything sinful, just like speaking, telling lie, backbiting, or anything else in this regard, or doing some wrong things. So therefore he should be alert in performing those things which are valuable, just like offering nafal prayer and the tilawat of Quran and zikr, durood sharif, salat ala nabi, and subhanallah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dua. One dua is very important. Just Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask at that time? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say this, Allahumma innaka afuun, afuun, tuhibbul afu, fa'fu anni afu. It means this thing is very important, that you are forgiven. It's mashallah too much if you are forgiven. So asking this again and again. And this night is the Hadith Sharif I have narrated here, says that Jibreel Islam comes down with a group of angels leading them and performing dua for those who are while standing or while sitting performing ibadat. So they are making dua for them, and with some people, they shake hand, and that effect is sensed sometime, just like shivering. So we should perform such ibadat in these nights which are liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mustahab. And performing zikr and durood and tilawat. So inshallah, not only ajr will be granted, but also we get the effect of that. It means our heart will be changed. And maybe we are, mashallah, protected from the evils after that. So, in these nights, the best activity is this, that one should complete itikaf, of masnoon itikaf. Because itikaf is such a thing which is not broken even by sleeping. So therefore, if a person is sleeping in after performing ibadat and he is sleeping some while, so his itikaf will be continued. So that ajr will remain even if he is sleeping. Number one, itikaf, the person is in masjid. So masjid is a place of good actions and good environment. So therefore, for him it will be easy to perform good actions, and for him will be difficult to perform bad actions. In the best environment he will be living. People get effect of others. So if some people are performing good activities in these nights in itikaf, so the other will also get effect of that, and they will be doing something at least. And they would not be that lazy to go to beds and just sleeping. Although, from performing bad actions, just like backbiting and telling a lie, it's better to go to sleep. But if a person is in masjid, so then for him, it's better to be in good actions and ibadat. Till now, this was about general itikaf, masnoon. Now I come to talk about islah itikaf. Just like in Quran it has been told, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That this keeping fast has been made obligatory. For which purpose? For purpose of getting taqwa. And what is taqwa? It is against fujur. As in Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَنَفْسِ مَا سَوَى فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَ وَتَقْوَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. So it means taqwa is opposite to the fujur. So if a person gets taqwa, so he is getting rid of fujur. It means his islah of the nafs becomes completed. So it means by keeping fast, we can get this condition of islah nafs to get taqwa. And itikaf, this condition is even more enhanced, because keeping fast is available already. And the rest, you are bringing yourself to that environment that you perform all those mujahidat which are done for islah nafs by mashayikh. Just like taqlili ta'am, taqlili manam, taqlili kalam, taqlili khalt ma'lanam, these all things are become very easy in itikaf. Because taqlili ta'am and taqlili manam already achieved by keeping fast and taraweeh. In taqlili kalam, as you are in masjid, so your kalam will be reduced. And Takleef Khalq Maulana, you will not be able to meet those people who are outside the mosque. So therefore, it's also achieved. So it means it's very, very high chance of getting Islah Nafs in Itikaf if it is performed for Islah Nafs. So the Shaykh Al-Hadees Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has started this thing for a very, very highly specific awarded niyat, and that is Islah Nafs in such a way that make all the mosques in Ramadan Khanqa for Islah Nafs. Yes. Because if Sheikh is available in the itikaf, so if with him those activities are performed which are for Islah Nafs, so these will be very effective, because the environment is already highly receptible, and therefore a person can get too much Islah Nafs in these days. And I think it's our experience, if a person spends time 10 days and nights in this itikaf, he gets more than the whole year. So if a person is performing this all the years, so inshallah his cleaning of heart and Islah Nafs will be increasing day by day, year by year, and inshallah he will be rewarded for that as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform such itikaf, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our Islah Nafs complete, and we should get more and more benefit from these days and nights. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.